1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Larry, you wrote a letter to the L.A. Times called The Young Woman in the New Millennium.
I did, Phil, yes.
And you tell me how that came about?
Well, it came about because of a tragic, a sad love affair for me that went bad. I was very much in love with a young lady named Ann. She was a terrific gal, and she betrayed me.
Was she with another man?
Well, no, it was not that. What she was not the person that I thought I was interested in. It is funny, and what I wrote the letter about, it's funny how love can turn into someone, how love can turn around so quickly, and how the woman that I love turned into somebody I didn't know anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the spark was gone. I mean, in one moment, the woman who I thought was my soulmate became a stranger, and that behavior of passing gas while we were together in bed severed a tie that I thought could never be severed.
Yeah, but she essentially farted in bed.
And I know what you're saying, but I think it's something that women, young women, not do. And if I could, Phil, I wanted to read a part of the letter that I wrote to the L.A. Times, because...
But you know that there's people laughing right now.
No, and I understand they're laughing, but realize what I'm talking about. We are not raising a generation of cultured young women anymore. We are raising a generation of women who are uncouth, of women who have no social grace. And I would address this to the young women in your audience. When you are waiting for a man to call, when you are waiting for a man to come to the door, and he is the one for you, he is a man who you love, don't act like an animal. And don't allow your body to be impure. Don't allow your body to expel in an unsocial manner. Young women don't do that. Men do it because women find it endearing, I suppose. Young women don't do that. And some people think that a woman behaving that way is acceptable. I wasn't raised that way.
All right. This lady, Anne, who you loved, right?
I loved her with all of my heart. Yes, sir.
She farted.
All right. Phil, the point that I am trying to...
And if I could just interrupt, the point you're making is that she was not being a young woman. It may be off-putting, but love finds a way around these things.
A woman will do... Any woman that does that is a woman who will embarrass you in front of your friends. No young woman behaves that way. And a woman who will raise children who does that kind of thing could raise social misfits, grow up to be sociopaths.
Do you really think that farting in bed... And
well, you use the word, Phil, and it's funny, but I lay there with a lady who I loved very much, a woman who I wanted to make my wife. We fell asleep. She fell asleep in my arms. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up, and Anne was still in my arms, and I heard her release. And
you guys had a great thing.
I heard this sound, which was the passing of gas, and that shattered a lot of illusions.
What illusions would that shatter? That she's human?
That she acted like a barnyard animal under my mother's roof while she was with me in my bed.
Lloyd, or whatever character I'm doing this hour, Larry, you got to understand something.
It's Larry.
Yeah, you have to understand. She was asleep.
Look it, Phil, if a woman lets go like that, if a woman allows herself to relax like that, it means she can relax in other situations.
You were spending the night with a woman that you loved.
Yes, I was.
And she was asleep.
Yes, sir.
And she farted in her sleep.
Yeah, and you know something, Phil? We'd been out to dinner, and we spent it. When she was flatulent, I wanted to reach into my wallet and just hand her a $100 bill. Because that's how dirty she made me feel.
Did you leave?
Yes, I did. I was heartbroken.
All right, has she called you?
I've asked Mother not to put her calls through to me.
What does your mom think about this?
Well, Mother just sits and watches television. There have been times I've tried to talk with her about this. She waves her hand at me like she's bored or something. I remember the song, Phil. Ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages of an old love letter. Traces of love long ago. And that's what's left of me. And so my message to young women is this, and I said this to the LA Times, be a young lady. Don't be an animal. Show the man that you're with respect. When you do that kind of a thing, which is release a gas like that, or Mr. Henry says farting, which I guess is the funny way of saying it, but when you release gas, and you're a young woman, men do that kind of thing, it's almost as if, it's not fair, I understand, but it's almost as if it's expected of men to do that kind of thing. But a young lady doesn't do that. And you do that in front of a man who loves you, and you can ruin everything. Every ounce of love that he has for you, every ounce of caring that he has for you, can fly right out the window, right along with those noxious odors let me tell you what.
What is it about that? I'm going to give our phone number out here, too, by the way, if I could, Larry.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What is it about the imperfection of that act that bothers you?
Well, you're trying to psychoanalyze me now. You know as well as I do, Phil.
No, I'm not trying to psychoanalyze you.
Women just don't have any control, and they're not doing anything about it. My Anne could have controlled herself, but no. Instead, she was willing to let me go with that disgusting act. She was willing to watch me walk right out the door when she could have not done that and kept me for herself. Now, Phil, I make a respectable mid-five figures. I've currently been promoted to assistant manager at Culver Print. I have the company truck. I have my mother has agreed to, if we got married, to agree to let us use the house on weekends so we can watch television. Let me tell you something. I offer a woman a lot, and all I ask of a woman is that she be a woman who is respectful of me. I am a Christian. I do not degrade women. I do not offend them by offering to perform oral sex on them. Everything that I do is of a Christian nature. And what I offer a woman is simply, I think, a good life. And what did I get in return? She lay there in my arms. She let one go. And we are not Neanderthals. We have a choice. If you need to do that, excuse yourself. Go into a bathroom.
And what if you're asleep?
You can hold it in your sleep as well. I had a dream one night that I was dreaming that I needed to let one go, and I dreamt that I held it in. And I'm sure in that moment, subconsciously, I did.
You've given up a woman that you love very much.
You say I'm trivializing this, Phil.
I believe that you are, sir.
And I am not trivializing this, because a young lady that would do that is willing to give up her man. Young women are an idol for us. They are a vision for us. They are an image that men want to keep in their hearts and in their minds. And when a young lady does that, farts or whatever you want to call it, she destroys the image of womanhood.
Well, I got to tell you something.
And I know what you're going to tell me. You've been married so-and-so a number of years, and your wife farts.
Well, you know something? I've been in a lot of relationships, and it happens. And I've been with a lot of women who are damn proud of their farts. I've been with women who sit there and go, oh, guess what? What's that? I had a girlfriend once that counted them down.
What do you mean?
I had a girlfriend once who used to go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then bang, let one go.
All right, well, and that's your choice, I guess. You want to be with an animal.
She was not an animal. She was a very beautiful young woman. The fact is,
if my aunt was willing to spray me with her filth, what's next? Vomiting on me? There is no difference.
Oh, come on, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You listen to the Phil Henry Show here.
The saddest part is that she is pregnant, and because of this, she's now going to be a single mother. And
she's pregnant with your child.
Yes, she is. I informed your producer of that.
You have kicked a woman into the street who is pregnant.
Wait, Mr. Henry, I have not kicked anyone into the street. She acted of her own volition. She's carrying my child. She wants that child to be fatherless. She could have held that gas.
Well, I just want to be clear. This woman is out of your life because she cut a fart and she's carrying your baby.
And Mr. Henry, I would appreciate it if you'd not make me the bad guy.
I'm trying as desperately as I can to understand you. I just want to be clear. This woman is now out in the street and she's carrying your baby.
It was her choice to put the, that's, and it went into the mattress too, which means that it is devalued. All right, sir? That was her choice.
While she was sleeping, the pregnant mother of your child...
And your melodramatics, Mr. Henry, do not... They don't bend me at all.
No, I just... While this woman was sleeping, she cut a fart, the pregnant mother of your child, and you have let her go out of your life.
Again, Mr. Henry, she could have controlled it. It went into the mattress. It has devalued the mattress. It was... and she knew that I looked up to her and thought she was my angel. And then, in the middle of my reverie about her being an angel, comes the sound of... It sounded like a watermelon hitting cement. And I was thinking about what an angel she was.
Maybe you ought to get women off the pedestal a little bit.
And you're, again, your psychology is not going to work on me. I'm simply saying this is what I wrote the LA Times.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Larry Grover, who... I didn't know that this woman was pregnant with his kid. I didn't know that. I knew that he had broken up with this girl, Anne, and he wrote a letter to the LA Times about how young women today are uncouth. It turns out she had cut a fart while he was sleeping with her, and he kicked her out of his life. He kicked her out of his life. Now, that's one thing. The pregnant mother of his child? This is exactly what happens when guys, you know, think that women are something more than human. Like there's some kind of angels. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Men's image of women. Is it a little too pristine? Are we putting them on a pedestal? Larry Grover is with us. He's written a letter to the LA Times entitled Young Women in the New Millennium. Young women who do not act ladylike, ruining our image of them. And you let a woman go out of your life. I mean, she literally, you kicked her out of your bed because she farted and she's pregnant with your child.
I did, and if a woman feels this great a need to be a complete pig, then she can damn well go outside so a man's image of women isn't ruined forever. And I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Henry. From now on, I will ask women if they feel the need to do that. If they want to release gas, they can hit the road.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi. I have a question for you, Larry. You profess to be a Christian man. With women a little too high on the pedestal.
I'm very Christian.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you sleeping with someone under your mother's roof?
There is nothing against sleeping with a person that you love in the connubial bed if you're in love with them.
So it is okay as a Christian to sleep with a woman out of wedlock.
Are you Christian?
Yes, I am.
Well, then why are you asking me these questions? You should know this. You should know that it's perfectly all right.
Well, I don't know. In my Bible, I can't find anywhere about women farting.
Where does it say that you can't?
Well, that is one of the commandments, adultery.
Ah, if you're married. That's what adultery is, if you're married. I'm not married, and neither was Anne.
That's up for discussion.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, okay.
No, it is.
Okay, well, what are we doing here?
No, it won't.
Ask a Catholic.
Am I what?
Ask any Catholic.
Ma'am, I'll have you know I'm a Christian. I would never even think of performing the oral performance on a woman. I have never performed that way.
Performed which way?
In the oral manner.
But it's okay to sleep with them,
impregnate
them, but it's not okay for her to fart.
Ma'am, I was going to be the father of her child. I was going to take care of this woman in every manner that is associated with the law and the rules of the church.
Okay, and you still are the father of her child.
I am not any longer. No, ma'am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
Yes. How do you yes, absolutely
How
you
do you
are.
Figure that you're not?
Because she has befouled my bed. Do you think the mother of Jesus expelled that way?
Oh, don't bring up...
Absolutely
you
she did.
Oh, so now you are saying that Mary farted...
It is a normal human, bodily
thing.
Function.
But more to the point, how does this exempt you from your duties as a father?
By this woman releasing gas and destroying my image of her as a pristine human being, she gave up her rights to my love and bastardized her son.
Oh, God,
oh,
man.
Good God.
Well, I can tell. She farted me right out of her life, and thus I am not her father. Or I'm not the father of that boy.
Well, it sounds like that was the best thing she could have done, then.
No, you know what she's going to do? She's going to take you to court, pal, for paternity, okay?
How dare this woman I'm talking to... Ma'am, you think the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ cut farts?
Yes, I do. She was a human being.
She was a human being, man.
It is a normal human... function.
And I suppose you think our Lord did, too. Oh, now you got to think about that one, don't you?
You know something, pal?
He was not human. Mary was. It is a normal human function.
Well, I want to get back to the point that I'm trying to make, that don't you think it's unladylike? That was the point I was trying to make. Don't you think that young women should not do that?
I think that women, like men, can't help it.
Absolutely.
The Lord Jesus Christ that I believe in doesn't fart.
Well.
And the Mary, the Virgin Mother of our Lord, she of the golden faith that came down and swept inside, the Holy Spirit that succulated and later was the ascension of our Jesus, she didn't fart.
I totally disagree with that.
Well, you're going to have a paternity suit.
You know something, Mr. Andrew? I'm prepared to cross that bridge when I get to it.
Thank you very much, Debbie. 1-800-449-8686. Belinda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, if men can fart, women can fart.
Women are much more, they smell nicer. Women have a softer image.
But we are still human. If you're saying you're human, then we're human.
I understand that. But you need to know, Belinda, how men see you. We see you as angels.
Well, I'm not saying I do it, but you cannot kick this woman to the curb, pregnant or not, because she farted in your bed because she shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Why do you say she shouldn't have been there in the first place?
Because you're not married to her.
Ma'am, I was in love with her. I was willing to share my salary with her. I believe it was D.H. Lawrence who wrote that women are closer to infinity than men. And if that be the case... Women cannot shatter our image of them by cutting noxious, corrosive, fetid stenches into very expensive mattresses.
Did you tell her this before she did it, or did you just kick her as soon as she did it?
Unfortunately, I did not tell her. You're right.
Oh, so she
think
had...
you can put women on a pedestal like you do and then not tell them the rules and then kick her to the curb. You've got to talk about the rules. If you're sleeping with this woman, she needs to know the rules.
All right, well, if I told her don't fart, then would it have been fair?
Well, you probably should have done that before you slept with her. Yes, it would have been fair.
Are you Christian?
Yes, I am.
Though I walk through the shadow, I will fear...
There's a man that farts in the bed, and I still love him. It doesn't matter if he farts or not. If he doesn't fart, then we got a big problem because he's got to blow up.
He's got a what?
He's got to blow up if he doesn't let it out, and
he's
so
got
is she.
He's got a blimp up there. I didn't...
All right. Thank you very much, Belinda, and I agree.
I didn't understand her. She was a blimp.